Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're so glad to have you join our world. Before we get started, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirts, including our brand new dragon breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order your comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. You can share your love and support for us at Be Calm on Awe Island with your purchase. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now, your whole body is bathed in sunlight as the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Giving Back. Billy stood up on his tippy toes to reach his money-saving jars. He wanted to see how much money he had in his giving jar. As he stretched, his fingers pushed the jar farther back on the shelf. Of course, that was the moment Emily walked into the room and asked, "What you doing?" Feeling frustrated, Billy took a deep dragon breath in and out. Before responding to his sister. Then he said, "Getting my giving jar. I want to see how much money I have to share." "I'll get Mom. She can reach the jars, and I want to see how much I have too." Emily returned with their mom. "So, you guys want to count the money in your giving jars?" Mom said. "Before I get them down, let's talk about what you would like to do. Do you have any ideas?" Billy said, "I hadn't really thought about what to do with the money. I just thought I'd count it out." He paused and then added, "I really like reading books. Do you think I can help the library? Maybe I could buy them some more books." Mom answered, "Probably. You'll have to ask them if that's what they need. Do you have any ideas for your money, Emily?" "I need to think some more," Emily answered. Her mom smiled and said, "Take your time." She reached up and got their jars down. "Can we go to the library this afternoon?" Billy asked as change cascaded onto the table. She checked the schedule and said with a smile, "I think we can fit that in." Feeling excited, Billy and Emily quickly counted their money as their mom got ready to leave for the library. When they arrived at the library, Billy and Emily eagerly hopped out of the car. Billy was already planning the list of books that he would purchase for the library. Emily, Billy, and their mom stepped through the library's majestic doors. Billy headed right for the librarian's desk and asked, "Can I buy some books for the library?" The librarian appeared to be confused as Billy's mom said, "Billy, you might need to explain a little more." "Okay," Billy said, and then added, "I've been saving up some money and decided I want to use it to help the library. So can I buy some books for the library?" "Well, Billy, that's very nice. We're glad you'd like to help," the librarian responded kindly. "We don't need any books right now, but we do need someone to read to the kids sometimes." Billy thought for a moment. He had really wanted to give away the money he had. His mom smiled and added, "People may need your time and effort more than they need money. Maybe you'll notice something else you can help with if you come here and read to the kids." "I do like reading," Billy said. "I can come and listen," Emily added, eager to support her big brother. Billy smiled and said, "Okay, that sounds fun." The librarian handed him the sign-up sheet and Billy filled it out. Then they headed to the aisles of books to find something new to read. Once both Emily and Billy had picked out three books, they checked them out and went home. After dinner, as Billy got ready for bed, he thought about his day. He stretched and hopped into his bed. Billy snuggled into his fluffy pillow. Feeling cozy and warm, he thought of all he had to be grateful for. Billy felt grateful he had gone to the library for more reasons than the new books he had to read. Billy felt happy that he had asked the librarian what the library needed. He wanted his gift to be valuable, and if he had just bought some books, that wouldn't have helped the library very much. Most of all, Billy felt grateful that he had signed up to read for the little kids, and now he looked forward to it. Billy closed his eyes, gave himself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. And calmed. Billy took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted and he fell asleep, imagining himself reading to an enthralled group of kids. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.